Moonbird's Burb TGE Imminent, the Solana Pivot, and SBT Payment Rewards. The Moonbird's ecosystem is on the verge of its next major milestone. On January 28, 2026, the Burb Token Generation Event, TGE, is scheduled to go live on the Solana blockchain. However, as of this afternoon, the team has issued a high-priority warning. The TGE is not yet live. By introducing Nesting 2.0 and a suite of soulbound tokens, SBTs, Moonbirds is moving beyond simple NFT ownership into a proof-of-identity model that bridges social status with real-world payment rewards. Burb Token Generation Event, imminent on Solana Moonbirds, is executing the launch of Burb, its first native ecosystem token. While the date is confirmed for today, January 28th, the exact contract activation is imminent but pending. Security alert! As of 2 hours ago, the official Moonbirds team released a statement urging users to remain vigilant. Scammers are currently circulating fake contract addresses and claim sites during this high anticipation window. Official links will only be posted via the Moonbirds verified X handle. Do not sign any transactions or connect your wallet to unofficial dashboards. The rollout marks a transition to Solana, moving away from the Ethereum native infrastructure used for the original collection. This move is designed to facilitate high-frequency reward distributions and lower the entry barrier for retail participants using mobile-first wallets. Blue-chip NFTs migrate to Solana for retail rails. The Moonbird's Burb launch is a case study in ecosystem migration. When one of Ethereum's blue-chip NFT projects chooses Solana for its native token, it highlights the growing importance of low-cost, high-speed rails for retail engagement. For cardholders and on-chain spenders, the bigger story in the Burb launch is the introduction of SBT-based rewards. Soulbound tokens are becoming the digital ID that crypto cards use to verify eligibility for premium cashback and airdrops. 24-month vesting via Soulbound Burb NFTs. The Burb TGE marks the launch of Moonbird's native ecosystem token on the Solana blockchain, utilizing a unique 24-month linear vesting schedule for NFT holders while offering immediate utility for Soulbound token, SBT holders. Holders of Moonbirds, Mythics, and Oddities earn Burb by nesting their assets. Upon nesting, the original NFT is locked, and the holder receives a non-transferable Soulbound Burb NFT, SBT. These SBTs act as the claim mechanism for monthly Burb unlocks, 1/24th per month, and serve as proof of participation for partner-led rewards, such as the Pverse payment protocol integration. Market benchmarking and ROI math. The value of nesting has shifted from passive status to active yield. To evaluate the ROI of the Burb launch, we must look at the opportunity cost of liquidity. Scenario: nesting a Moonbird for 24 months. The lock: your NFT is non-transferable for 2 years. The yield: you earn a fixed allocation of Burb released monthly. The bonus: eligibility for third-party airdrops, like Pverse, via your SBT. The math: effective monthly yield, choice, 1/24th of Burb allocation, current price, plus SBT-gated airdrop value. If the Burb token maintains a stable market cap, the monthly unlock acts as a dividend. For users who prioritize long-term ecosystem exposure over short-term flips, the addition of Pverse payment rewards, which can offer 1-5% additional cashback for SBT holders, makes the locked status significantly more productive than holding a liquid NFT on a secondary market. Common mistakes or myths. Myth: I can sell my Burb allocation immediately. Incorrect. Only certain partner-minted SBTs and specific liquidity pools may offer immediate Burb access. Original NFT holders are subject to the 24-month linear vesting schedule starting from their nesting date. Mistake: forgetting to incubate. To count as a full month for vesting, an NFT must be nested for at least 7 days during that cycle. If you unnest your bird early, you risk losing that month's allocation. Myth: Burb is a governance token. No, Moonbirds has clarified that Burb is a brand-linked asset. Its primary purpose is community activation and reward gating, not voting on protocol-level software changes. Pverse uses SBTs to gate cardholder limits. The Moonbirds pivot to Solana. and SBTs is a direct precursor to the next generation of gated payment cards. Protocols like PVerse are using Moonbird's SBTs to identify high-value users. If you hold a Moonbird's SBT, a crypto card provider can instantly verify your social proof and offer you higher transaction limits or lower FX fees without requiring a centralized credit score. If you are a Solflare card user, the move to Solana makes Burb an ideal asset for retail off-ramping, as you can now bridge and spend your Burb rewards with minimal gas friction compared to an Ethereum native token.